Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. The news that Danny Kruger has joined the Reform United Kingdom Party. So Danny Kruger, a Conservative MP, all right, not exactly a household name. But it's obviously never good news for a political party when one of its politicians goes over to another one. And obviously he's not the first to do so. Now, a lot of defeated Conservative politicians have joined Reform UK. For example, Sarah Potchin, who went on to win that by-election a few months ago to be Reform UK's first by-election victory. Now, I know Reform UK used to be called the Brexit Party, and previously almost all the leadership of Reform UK were previously part of the United Kingdom Independence Party, and the UK Independence Party only ever won two seats at by-elections, one in a general election. You know, Reform UK is doing better than that already. Partly, they have an opening because of the collapse of the Conservative Unionist Party and indeed this Labour Party being deeply unpopular. You know, go back to the 60s and the two major parties, Labour and Conservative, between them would get over 90% of the vote. Last time, I think it was it 57% of the vote between the two major parties? Well, no, it must have been less. Anyway, whatever it was. So that's a big opening, and there's political de-alignment. People no longer have such a strong attachment to a party. Class de-alignment. Previously, people say, I wear overalls to work. You know, I vote Labour, working class. Well, you know, I don't take off my jacket to work. I do an office job. I'm middle class. I vote Conservative. And that's gone a long time ago. So there are a lot more floating voters. At least 30% of the electorate are floating voters. Plus, Reform UK being highly successful at actuating people to vote who haven't voted for quite some time, a bit like Trump in the United States. But the danger for Reform UK is the people who didn't vote for a few electoral cycles can easily drop out of voting. Even though they don't switch to Labour or the Greens or Conservatives or something like that, they might just not vote next time and for a few elections. So it has Reform UK really has to strive to keep them engaged. So far, succeeding. So Danny Kruger, he was only elected to Parliament in 2019, coming from an elite background. His mother's Prue Leith, the celebrity chef, runs her own cookery school. He's South African, his father's side, I think. You know, Kruger being that German name, isn't it for someone like who runs an inn? Ein Kruger. Is a beer glass or whatever. I remember going to an Oktoberfest event in the United Arab Emirates, bizarrely, and every so often, whatever the Toastmeister was saying, Die Kruger hoch, and we had to lift them high, Die Kruger hoch, and then they would say finally, Die Kruger hoch, as in the glasses. But anyway, Danny Kruger, that's what his ancestors must have done. So he was schooled at Eton. He went to was it St Andrews University first, but certainly Oxford University later on, and he's not short of a few pennies. Was close to David Cameron after sort of 2001 when Cameron came in as an MP leader in 2005. Think he knew him at school, trying to rebuild the Conservative Party to detoxify the brand, and perhaps he realises that the Tory Party needed to detoxify its brand, but it's a very long way to go. Now, oddly, Kruger, who was former ally of Cameron, has turned right to a more hardline Eurosceptic party. Bear in mind, Cameron was a Remainer and so on. And Cameron's all about moderation, about tacking to the centre. Anyway, that's it. He held a press conference, Mr. Kruger did, with Nigel Farage, leader of the former United Kingdom, saying that the Conservative Party is finished. Now, its death has often been exaggerated. I remember, was it 20 years ago, Kilroy, is he called Richard Kilroy? He was that former Labour MP who once had his own daytime TV show. When he was in UKIP, he said the Tory party is dying, we've got to kill it, and so on. Well, that was not long before the Conservative Party won a general election. And so we get one. So anyway, Kruger, who sits for East Wiltshire, outlined the reasons why he's changed his colours. And he's saying, you know, once he was delighted with the Conservative Party, but actually the Conservative Party has failed, and it has failed in its mission. There are not many successes in those 14 years in Conservative government. I would give it a score of something like 3 out of 10. Well, that is definitely not satisfactory, saying that it's made big government expand, which is true, expanded the civil service, social decline. I'm not quite sure what that is, as in people getting poorer or there's more social tension or something, lower wages. And in real terms, that's true, higher taxes. I don't know if that's true, but I mean, they're not lower anyway. Less of what ordinary people wanted. You're right. And the NHS has got worse. Schooling apparently has got better. There's a recruitment crisis in teaching, but all right, better results. Too many people at university. This is me speaking, not him. Public transport in some ways worse. And okay, the trains themselves are fantastic, but so often late, so often on strike. And they just haven't had the bonfire regulations. There's been more big state, more nanny state, more bullying, more snooping, more abridgment of civil liberties, more bigotry, more political correctness. So it's sickening. Okay, so he said that it's finished. It's not even going to be an opposition party. So he voiced his respect for Mrs. Badenoch, who is the leader of the Conservative Unionist Party, and he talked about the toxicity of the party. And in for a year, it's made no progress whatsoever, and it's not really a party which is together, and so on. And the party's unable to do anything daring, and it's going to make some painful decisions. And that's the dilemma. Does it tack to the right to try and win back some people from Reform UK? Does it tack to the centre to try and win over floating voters? But floating voters probably fed up with the party. Would Reform UK voters even come back to the Conservative Party? Some of them didn't come from the Conservative Party, were people who didn't vote for a while, voted Labour or whatever. Anyway, so Mrs. Badenoch wants to say as little as possible about it. She does at least appreciate that that she's not being personally attacked, and so on. All right. So she doesn't want to draw even more attention to it. So this is a little bit worrying. Every day I hear of Conservative councillors are going over to Reform United Kingdom. Is it a rat off the sinking ship? And Mr. Farage says there are more to come. Think of the timing. He could have done it just before the Reform conference and come onto stage to lots of applause. So was it a pity for him he didn't do it then? Did it right before the Conservative Party to put the boot in? Anyway, Lee Anderson, a Reform Party MP, was previously a Conservative MP, having been a Labour councillor and so on, part of the 1984 miners' strike. Some horny-handed sons of toil are joining Reform UK. So they had, I thought, five MPs elected the general election, plus Sarah Potts in the by-election. Now Danny Kruger, admittedly one of those Reform UK MPs, elected in July 2024, has since left the party over some row with Farage and so on. So that's the problem. Anyway, he did a lot that the notorious Hug a Hoodie oration for David Cameron on. Kruger penned that one. Goodness. And he previously used to castigate the Conservative Party, but so the Reform UK Party. Well, obviously the Liberal Democrats are relishing this and saying, well, it's proof that the Tory Party is moribund. Surprised Labour hasn't said more to Savage about this. But for some Reform UK people, we just say we just become a haven for Tory rejects. I mean, Kruger's not exactly a reject, but often failed Conservatives are joining. What do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgegaland7900@gmail.com. Goodbye.